Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Bella with your 8 a.m. Deadlines.
In local news, the Brisbane Lord Mayor, David Schrinner, has revealed his secret to living longer. His answer lies in a peculiar early morning drink. Mr. Schrinner disclosed that he drinks 30 to 60 millilitres of high polyphenol extra virgin olive oil from a shot glass immediately after waking up each morning. He explained this in a tell-all rapid-fire Q&A on Wednesday after being asked if there was anything residents would be surprised to learn if they followed him around for the week. "I'm kind of into biohacking," Schrinner confessed. Biohacking is a term used to describe changes that people make to their body in order to improve their physical or mental health. Most participants are hoping to increase their lifespan or reduce the risk of diseases later on in life. However, the University of Queensland's health and wellbeing professor, Lauren Ball, replied in relation to the Lord Mayor's admission, saying, "I don't know if I'd extend that shots of olive oil should be something that everyone needs to do. Drinking olive oil straight could cause nausea."
And in other news, Rainbow on the Reef's Gladstone Pride Festival, an LGBTIAQ+ focused event in regional Queensland, is soon approaching. And with it, attendees can look forward to riding on the free wheelchair accessible bus. The route goes across Mackay, Rockhampton and Gladstone, donning gay apparel and queer visibility across regional Queensland. In a festival stacked with a fair day along the marina, drag bingo and a showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show, Pride is still as strong as ever.
And in national news, new research shows high-intensity noise associated with seismic surveys of the seafloor is linked directly to the harm of marine animals. The research confirms reports that catch rates of whiting in the Gippsland Lakes were reduced by 99% following a seismic survey. The practice of marine seismic surveying has been considered controversial, with environmental and fishing groups concerned that the noise from intense, continuous airgun blasts can cause damage to marine life and disrupt fish stocks. Advocates say that the research shows a need for greater regulation around offshore seismic surveying.
And Newcastle Waters Cattle Station has been granted a permit to cull 20,000 native birds, drawing condemnation from bird lovers and conservation groups. Following written questions in Parliament, the Northern Territory government revealed it granted a permit to Newcastle Waters Station, allowing the manual euthanasia of 15,000 galahs and 5,000 little corellas. Owned by Consolidated Pastoral Company, it says a cull would be a last resort. Conservation groups are questioning the science behind the Northern Territory's government decisions to grant the permit.
And in international news, Madonna, Shakira and BTS are to co-headline the first ever FIFA World Cup final halftime show. The event will take place on Sunday, 19th of July at the New York and New Jersey Stadium. The announcement was made by The Global Citizen, an international advocacy organisation which is producing the performance with frontman Chris Martin from Coldplay. The halftime show will be supporting the FIFA Global Citizen Education Fund, an initiative that is working to expand access to quality education and football for children worldwide. Chris Martin made an Instagram post about the lineup and is seen alongside Sesame Street Elmo and Cookie Monster, as well as a few characters from The Muppets, giving BTS a call.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a predicted shower or two. Don't forget your brollies. It's currently 16 degrees and an expected maximum of 24. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.